Hello everybody. In today's episode from MMM, we have Anish yet again to converse about this phenomenal actor from the Malayalam film industry, Mammootty, who actually needs no big introduction. Everybody now in India knows him. Now Indian movies, the South movies are ruling the roast in the entire Indian film industry. And this particular actor of late has been known for selecting his some of the great offbeat subjects and out-of-the-box content, and he's been rocking with every movie which he's been making now. So we are going to make this episode, like Anish is going to give us an insight into how Mammootty began his career as an actor in the Malayalam film industry. We have picked up like how he came into the industry, what kind of roles he did, and how he established himself as the Mammootty of the Malayalam film industry. We've also picked up some of our favorite movies which we're going to converse, and this episode is intended to be continued even in the future as more such series based on the feedback we get from the audience. And if they want to know more about Mammootty's career after where we stopped here. So I'll give it to Anish now, who will give an introduction to Mammootty and start off his film career. But even before that, I want to know from Anish as to how will you rate Mammootty's dancing skills from a scale of 1 to 5, being 5 being excellent?
Aryabhatta needs to discover a new number for Mammootty's dancing skill. But the good thing is that Mammootty has no regrets about his dancing skills. He just ensures that the other skills of his, mainly his acting skills, his dialogue delivery, voice modulation, those things are covering up for his dancing skills. We do troll Mammootty a lot for his dancing skills. There are some standard steps of Mammootty which everyone does, but then that's a matter of troll, and it's unanimous even across Mammootty fans. They also enjoy trolling Mammootty on these dance steps. But yeah, but when it comes to acting skills, well, one of the best in the country at least. Right at the top.
Yeah. So for me, the first memory, of course, of Mammootty as a kid is Dalabadi, which is my all-time favorite movie of Maniratnam, one of the best, I can say. So I remember that in that Kattukoyilu song, he would just be doing this, like moving his hands. I was like, oh, that dancer, okay. And each time I watch that video, it's so funny. Not that Rajinikanth is a great dancer too, but something stands out the way Mammootty does it. I think maybe his personality in such a way that anything he touches is something unique. And his perspective is like what brings a lot of value to the table. So
yeah.
I want to know, Anish, how did this actor start off in the Malayalam film industry? What was that whole backdrop?
Okay, so for starters, do you know what is Mammootty's real name?
No, never tried to know.
This is not a big secret. His name is Mohammed Kutty. Mohammed Kutty, P.I. Why I remember PI very clearly is because that's the same initial of my dad also, although it stands for totally two different names. So it's PI Mohammed Kutty. My dad's name is PI Thomas. So that way I kind of remember very clearly Mammootty's name. So Mohammed Kutty is a name that used to be given to the Muslim community folks, maybe towards the 2-3 generations before us, maybe our grandparents or our great-grandparents' generation. That was a generation when these sort of names used to be given. And I think this was his grandfather's name as well. He's the eldest son of his dad. So by tradition, you acquire the grandfather's name. So that's how he got the name. But just like how you might be feeling right now, he also felt pretty odd having such a old name. And this is something that I heard him mention in an interview. I don't know whether he was serious about this, but this was pretty interesting. Is that he never told, when he went to college, he never told any of his college mates that his name is Mohammed Kutty. Anyone who would ask him to introduce himself, he would say, "My name is Omar Sharif."
Oh,
Omar
okay.
Sharif, yeah. Okay. And that worked for quite some time. Till one day when his college ID card fell from his pocket and one of his friends saw his name, Mohammed Kutty, written on that. And he was like, they kind of taunted him by saying that, oh, you are actually Mammootty. So that is how that, nickname that we have, these kind of names amongst our friends, right, which we used to call our homies. So That's the kind of name that that's how the name came for him, and then that became the brand, if you want to call it. We have like the Mammootty company also right now, right? So
yes,
so that's how that name started. So thought I'll just share that interesting piece of information about Mammootty. Another interesting piece of information on Mammootty, not many people know. Did you know that Mammootty came from a mimicry background?
No, yeah. I knew
we have a lot of mimicry artists in Malayalam. We have Jairam, yeah. Dilip, a lot of people, Kalabhavan Mani, all the Kalabhavan folks, all the Harishree folks, yeah. All are ex-mimicry artists turned into film actors. Little do people know that Mammootty is also one such person, mimicry artist turned actor.
Okay.
He used to perform. So he was not part of a major troupe or anything, but he used to be like he used to have this small collabs with his friends, and they used to perform in certain small scale functions within, especially when he was studying in Maharaja's Ernakulam. They used to do all these shows, or not exactly shows. In those days, they never used to do this mainly for money. They used to do this just to get publicity. So you might have a lot of temple festivals, church festivals, and those sort of things going on. And these small time actors back in those, nowadays you don't get to see these kind of acts. Those days, small time actors
used
to get
some. All this was just part time with his law degree. It was not after his law degree, or am I getting it wrong?
I think this was even before the law degree. This was would have been during his he's a BA also before law, so
yeah.
Prior to that, I think it should be there, because I think he did. It might also coincide with his law degree time also, but I feel it's more from his bachelor's period.
Okay.
So again, there's another interesting incident which was revealed by one of the great directors of Malayalam industry, whom we lost a few months back, Siddiq. So Siddiq and Mammootty both grew up, or rather Siddiq is from Kochi, Ernakulam. Mammootty was studying over there, and Siddiq used to be into hardcore mimicry right from a very young age itself, and Siddiq was almost like a pro at one point of time towards the end of the 70s era or mid 70s era. And Mammootty was doing all these amateur shows here and there. They were not known to each other. They were not friends or anything. But Siddiq had observed him as a performer in certain stages. That's all. Now, what happened was in one such performance somewhere in one of the islands. Cochin has got so many islands, right? So one of the programs was happening in one of the islands. I think it was Waipin. And in those days, we didn't have bridges connected through all these places. We used to travel through boats to the mainland. Mm. So the program is happening on an island, and it got a little late by the time it was over. So Siddiq, his show was last, and maybe Mammootty's was a little bit before his show. And the last boat had already gone by that time. And then the show organizers somehow pulled some strings and managed to arrange another boat. Now, there was one more celebrity in the same island at that point of time who wanted to go into the mainland. So that celebrity was a very, popular celebrity at that point of time, especially in Kerala, especially amongst the youth of Kerala. Her name is Unni Meri. She's also known as Deepa in Tamil.
Deepa.
Yeah.
Correct. She acted with Kamal in a lot of films.
Yes. There's one comedy. There's one movie with Kamal, Sridevi and Unni Meri. I remember seeing that long ago on Doordarshan.
This one, the Bama Vijayam, I think.
I forgot the name.
VS2.
He's a lawyer in that movie. Kamal.
Yes. Correct. Yeah. And there is
she's an actress in that movies.
Yes. Also, she acted in Johnny with Rajinikanth. I remember. She's done a lot of roles.
So she was like, probably I would say like, you have heard of the Shakila trend at one point of time, right?
Yes, yes,
that
yes.
point,
yeah.
Unni Meri was also a huge, hugely popular person on the same line. Silk Smitha, Unni Meri, all of them were the
even
same
in Tamil.
Genre.
Same
genre. So she was a huge celebrity at that point. She was really young. This was like maybe at, she and she is someone who peaked very early in her career. So so there is one boat, there is one celebrity, and a couple of future celebrities in that boat. So obviously the celebrity showed some attitude. So what happened was actually Mammootty and Siddiq and few other people, they already boarded the boat to head. And that is when Unni Meri comes. And Unni Meri refuses to travel on the boat with these people, because you can understand from her point of view also, it's late in the night and all these unknown strangers are there in the boat. So from a security point of view, she would have felt insecure, and plus that whole celebrity arrogance also was there. So
yeah.
She started throwing tantrums at her production executive or something at that sort. And then they made a request to these guys, Siddiq and Mammootty and all, can you wait, let her go, and we'll bring the boat back for you. Mm-hmm. And Mammootty just blasted that guy. He literally said, who the hell does she think she is?
Yeah,
this is Mammootty, young guy, talking about Unni Meri, in probably, I'm assuming, in front of Unni Meri or in listening distance of Unni Meri. That's like me saying, that's like me telling Deepika Padukone, who the hell do you think you are when she's in UB City? Okay.
Yeah.
So
knowing Mammootty is blunt and this aggressive tone, yeah.
Yeah. And that's the main part of the incident that I wanted to highlight. Later on, Mammootty became a huge star. Unni Meri has acted opposite to Mammootty in a lot of movies. Unni Meri never remembered this incident.
Oh,
Mammootty also
okay,
never
strange.
Remembered this. Mammootty remembered the incident, but he never brought it into any of the discussions. Siddiq, when he became a famous director after his Ramji Rao and a couple of other movies, he mentioned this in an interview in some magazine. And Mammootty read about this. And that is when Mammootty realized that Siddiq was in that boat too. So he was like, oh, you were there, huh? Is it okay?
No, I think screaming at people or this, maybe just a casual day business for Mammootty.
Yeah,
he just thought one of the incidents in his life.
And even
remember
and Siddiq takes this to a next level where he is directing the movie, his all-time greatest hit, Godfather. And guess who is in Godfather? Unni Meri is in Godfather. Okay.
Oh, yeah, correct.
And by that time, Unni Meri is nothing. I mean, she's back to nothing, doing just side roles. And Mammootty is like 2-time national award winner or something like that around that time. At maybe Mohanlal Mammootty, they were at their peak. They were going towards their peak at that point of time. And Siddiq reveals the story to Unni Meri at that shooting place one day. And Unni Meri was shit scared. She was like, oh, should I go and apologize? And he said, like, he is okay with it. He is chilled with it. You leave it.
So
Mammootty was like this, I think, by birth itself. So, So he's known for his arrogance. Of late, after coming of age, he is toned down a lot. But you can still feel it inside him. He is not... not a very friendly guy, I would put it that way, but he's very blunt on the face kind of a person. It has its pros and cons as well. So
cons, exactly. Yeah, it's the personality, the way it is. I think some people say you just take it at that moment and you forget it. Some people wouldn't react, but for life they'll remember and keep that anger. So I think it's okay, the personality and the way the man is. So it's okay, we leave him the way he is.
We don't have to touch him, else consequences will be pretty bad. To Mammootty, unlike
his acting career,
unlike a lot of other actors, Mammootty was not that much, didn't have a very straightforward debut into acting. His first ever acting chance where he appeared on the screen was as a junior artist and as an uncredited role. Like you see all these small guys appearing in some scenes,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
we do notice, like I think you would have seen Trisha appearing in some screens when she was a junior artist. And now
Lisa,
we can
Lisa.
See
yeah.
Trisha. I think she was there in one of the movies. I think it was Khushi
Lisa,
or something.
Lisa.
Lisa is her first movie where she acted as Trisha, but she's acted as a junior artist in another movie. I forgot which one it is. Similarly, Shyam.
I get it. You know
the actor Shyam? He was a junior artist
in
Khushi.
Yeah, he appeared in Khushi.
Exactly.
Yeah, with the first scene with Vijay.
Yeah, so
that scene. Yeah.
So that is how Mammootty started acting. There was a very small role. The movie's name was Anubhavangal Palichagal. It's in 1971.
Okay.
Note the year, 1971.
Okay.
No dialogue, no credits, nothing. He just appears in one scene. There's something happens and some people just gather around, and he's one of those people who are gathering around. That's all Mammootty does in his first ever appearance on screen. Then after 1 year, he got one more smaller role. Again, this time, I don't think it was credited to him, but...
Okay.
He had a dialogue in this movie. Big upgrade from the previous thing. I'm thinking from that time's Mammootty's point of view. He'll be like, yeah, I finally got a dialogue. Okay, so so this is that. This video is very popular on social media, YouTube and all. This is where Mammootty is sitting on a boat as a boatman. And he says some random dialogue to, I think it was Adur Basi or someone. On that. So that's again a very small role that he had. That movie name was Kala Chakram. That came in 1972. Okay. We're still in 1972.
Cool.
Then for many years, nothing notable came for Mammootty. And in the year 1979 was when he happened to meet one of the legendary writers of Malayalam. Not just Malayalam cinema. He's a great writer of books also. His name is M.T. Vasudevan Nair. MTV called
him.
MTV,
yeah, quite famous.
Not MTV,
yeah.
M.T.
M.T. Vasudevan Nair, the name is famous.
Yeah. So, and that's when they started developing a chemistry. And he was cast into a movie of M.T. The name of the movie was Devalogam. However, unfortunately, that movie could not be completed due to financial and other reasons, and it had to be shelved. It never got released. I mean, I don't think they even finished the shooting also of that movie. M.T. is another version of Mammootty in the world of literature. So, not an easy person to handle. So, So then, in the year 1980, so I started in 1971, now I'm in 1980, okay? Our man has still not got a full-fledged role or a full-credited role in any movie till now.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, our Mohanlal has debuted as a villain also in 1979. Okay. So, 1980, there's a movie that comes. The name of the movie is called Vilkan Undu Swapnangal. Okay. Now, this is an upgrade. In every way, he's got a role, he's got a dialogue, he's got his name is credited in the movie, Mammootty. Okay, first time his name is appearing anywhere. However, shockingly, he did not dub for the movie. His dubbing was done by someone else. It's a very small role. He acts as a drunkard fellow in the movie. This movie stars Sugumaran, Prithviraj's dad. So, So this movie is also available on YouTube. You can see it. You'll have to really search to find Mammootty in this movie. He's that kind of a small.
The comment section for the timestamp.
No. It is. The character is prominent, but screen time is very less for him.
Okay.
Here and there, he just comes in and goes. Okay, so that is Vilkan Undu Swapnangal, 1980, and now in this movie set is where he. Befriends another great screenplay writer of Malayalam cinema, Mr. Srinivasan, Vineet and Dhyan's dad.
Yeah.
And
who's also dubbed for Mammootty in a lot of films, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe in Vilkan Undu Swapnangal, it's not Srinivasan who's dubbed in that movie. But later there are some movies where Srinivasan has dubbed for Mammootty. But that is not because, the directors didn't have confidence in Mammootty's dubbing. That was mainly because Mammootty's schedule was not allowing him to go and do the dubbing. That is the reason
strange.
why.
Okay.
So now,
Because I think the voice is just amazing. It's too good.
So had I told you at the beginning, like, you know, one of the greatest voice modulation, I think I mentioned that, right? His skill sets. He did not do dubbing
Definitely.
for like some 10 years. So,
He's caught up a lot in the career once it started, I
yeah.
think.
Someone who another, I mean, off beat topic is another person who bloomed late into the dubbing field is the actor Vineet. He also never used to dub for himself. Now, off late, he's like he gets awards for his dubbing. He did the dubbing for Vivek Oberoi in Lucifer. He got an award for that. So yeah, he couldn't dub properly for himself. He does it for Vivek Oberoi and gets a state award for that. Okay. Yeah. So coming back, so meeting Srinivasan introduced him to one of my favorite directors of Malayalam ever. He also passed away recently, Mr. K.G. George.
George.
And K.G. George offered him his first, I would say, prominent role in a movie. The name of the movie is called Mela. I think the movie came somewhere in 1980 or 81 or something like that. He is not the main character, but he's one of the prominent characters of the movie. It's a good movie. So and we will do a K.G. George show one day, and we'll talk more about Mela in that show. But yeah, Mammootty
Definitely.
is he. That's where the Mammootty came. Okay, he's dubbed it himself in this movie, and he comes as this dashing, daring stuntman in Mela. So he has finally, after almost 9 years or 10 years, Mammootty has got his major break into acting, and then you know things have not stopped. And I think his meanwhile, while he was being credited as Mammootty, there was one movie that came in 1981. The name of the movie is Spodanam.
Okay.
He's not again the main role in that. He's still not started doing lead roles. His name in that movie is he's credited as Sajin, Sajin, Sajin.
Oh,
It's like
okay. Why
Sajin
is
bracket.
that?
It's like Sajin bracket Mammootty. Okay.
Oh.
So the director of the movie felt that Mammootty is not a fancy name. I told you, right? Mammootty is a nickname for Mohammed Gutti. Who would
Mohammed
imagine that that would have been such a
Gutti.
big brand name in the movie industry? So that director thought the same way. So he said Sajin bracket Mammootty. A lot of people have different names. Like, for example, Dilip is Gopalakrishnan. Okay.
Okay.
So that way. So many such things are there. I think Mohanlal is some Vishwanathan Nair or something like that. So
Okay.
yeah. So that way, but then later on, in all other movies, his name was coming as Mammootty only. So his first movie where he got a lead role, the movie's name was Trishna. I haven't watched that movie, but that is said to be the
Oh,
first
okay.
movie in which he got a lead role. Then
Lead role.
after that, there's no turning back for Mammootty. He was one of the most busiest actors in the early 80s, mid 80s type, and he had very good collaborations with legendary directors and writers at that point of time. I already mentioned K.G. George. I already mentioned M.T. Vasudevan Nair, the writer. Then there was another director called C.B. Malayil. Then there was a very successful commercial director called Joshi. Then few other writers also came in later on. A.K. Lohit Das, all these people, you know, they came with really good content, and Mammootty was able to showcase his skills despite the poor dancing skills on his side. He acted opposite all the famous leads at that point of time, starting from Unni Meri, Purnima Jayaram in those days, Purnima Bhagyaraj now, Shobana, Seema. All these leading actors,
Suhasini,
Suhasini, yes.
everyone.
So he's acted against opposite almost all the lead ladies back in those days. So and then yeah, that's how it's been.
Yeah, amazing. I mean, phenomenal actor. I think the 10 years gap is what is quite bizarre, but I think his time, it had to come, and when it was there, now there's no looking back. So yeah, amazing. I'm glad to know is, I mean, so such an eye-opener. All the kind of name changes he had, what all he went through, and the dubbing and all that, very nice to hear. So myself and Anish have handpicked a couple of movies which we want to talk about. I think we just watched a couple of them. I haven't watched yet, but Anish wanted to talk about it, so we can start. So the first movie which we're going to discuss is Yavnica, directed by K.G. George. And it's a brilliant one. I watched it because of Anish's recommendation. And before Anish shares his thoughts, I'll quickly tell it's a fantastic investigation movie, start to end, gripping. And each one has their own version of the story. And the climax is totally different, something which you can't predict. It is made so well. And the acting performances by the lead role, Jalaja, right? And she's very good. And I just loved, I mean, Mammootty is there throughout. He's himself as the person carrying out the investigation of the murder. But I think this particular actor, Bharat Gopi, as the tablist Chaiyappan in the crew, it's a musical band. The story is about that. His performance was outstanding. I mean, he was so scary on screen, in the sense he was, like, the way he acts, he like literally makes you hate him, man. Literally, like, every scene is like, just like, man, what a performance. It was so natural and real. It's a must watch, and it's one of the best recommendations by Anish. Anish, your thoughts on this epic movie?
Yeah, I guess you pretty much summed it up. Actually, Yavanika, more than a Mammootty movie, it is a K.G. George movie. And, K.G. George, like I mentioned a little while earlier, is probably one of the greatest directors we have had in Malayalam. He passed away, sadly, recently, I think, few months back. So coming to the movie, it's a suspense thriller. One tablist one fine day goes missing, and that investigation and the movie going through all the characters connected with this person, and that way. So it is maybe, I don't know if I have seen a crime thriller where the antagonist is the victim. It's like here, it's the antagonist who's missing. And later on, we'll know it's a murder. So that way. So it's a bad guy. The irony is that we should be happy that the bad guy is getting killed, right? But here the bad guy is missing, and then we are all wondering, where did he disappear? Yeah. Did he get killed? So, if you notice in this movie, you can see a lot of great actors at the budding stage. Mammootty is just one of them. You have Bharat Gopi. Obviously, Bharat Gopi was anyways an established legend by that time. Tilagan was just starting with his cinema career by then. From drama to cinema, he was making the transition. You have Nadumudi Venu, Jagadi Srikumar, Venu Nagavalli, Jalaja, obviously. And so, like, you name it, all of them have gone on to become great actors, in Malayalam till they were alive. So, so that movie is like, so it shows like how these actors got groomed at that stage to do these kind of movies. Not just Mammootty, it's a collective effort. Mammootty is, like I said, he's a prominent role, but he's not the lead role of the movie. The lead role is actually the antagonist of the movie who goes missing one day, and Mammootty is investigating into this case.
Yeah,
amazingly, the movie is available on Hotstar for those who haven't watched it yet. It's one of the classic thrillers from Malayalam, and it's definitely a must watch. But keep in mind, it's a 1981 or 82 kind of movie, so you will be forced to get used to those kind of technical aspects of a cinema at that point of time, but just bear in mind that they were top notch at that level. So not now, but
exactly.
At that level.
Yeah, I never felt, I mean, first of all, yes, when you watch these movies, you should go back, time travel to that time and live at that phase and accept. But I think the screenplay is so brilliant, like the entire investigation. And if you see Mammootty's style of acting, the investigation with everyone be a different style. And with Jagadhi, like a full laugh, right? That 5 minutes was like the real comedy part of the movie, where Jagadhi comes and he's like, oh, you wouldn't tell me, what is it? And then he's like, should I tell you? Like that kind of thing. And Mammootty was just so brilliant, the way he carried that. And the whole movie, the dialogues, that's the best thing about Malayalam film industry. They don't make it like a movie. It's like naturally how people talk in a conversation, what happened. And it's all like so brilliantly done. It's like naturally it just comes. That's the best part about the way they make the movies. And it's brilliant. Screenplay is as real as how a story would be in investigation. It's a brilliant movie, must watch. And Let's move on to the next film which Anish recommended, which I haven't watched, and it is Padayottam. So he's told me
Yeah.
some interesting facts about it. Let's hear it from Anish itself.
So Padayottam is a 1982 movie. There is a 2018 Padayottam also, which has got nothing to do with this. It's a different Padayottam. Ironically, both are available on the same platform, Sun NXT. So let's talk about the 1982 Padayottam. The 1982 Padayottam at that point of time was like the Bahubali of Malayalam movie industry. You know, this movie came with a budget of 1 crore. 1 crore was a unheard amount of movie budget in Malayalam. Even till recently, 1 crore was not a very usual number. In those days, people used to make movies in
Yeah.
like 10 lakh, 15 lakhs, and all those kind of things. That's when this guy comes with the 1 crore budget to make a movie. The movie is based on, loosely based on, not exactly based on. I've not read it, so, but I've heard it's loosely based on The Count of Monte Cristo. Little bit customized towards a Kerala social angle. Movie stars Prem Nasir. Prem Nasir is the central character of the movie, and it also stars Mammootty. Mammootty is the villain of this movie. He is the There's no gray. It's completely dark black villain. So Mammootty is a villain. This is the first movie where you can see Mammootty and Mohanlal sharing screen. Mohanlal is the son of Mammootty in this movie. So Mammootty is a dad, Mohanlal is the son. So
Okay.
naturally Mammootty acts. Mammootty has done a couple of old roles in his earlier career, you know, like 60 plus kind of a character and all those kind of things. So this is the first movie where Mammootty and Mohanlal have collaborated, and then they have gone on to do a lot of movies. I think maybe close to 50 plus movies they would have done together. And another technical unique feature of this is this is a little bit debatable. I have seen contrasting facts on the net, but I'm not very sure. This is the first indigenously produced movie in India on a 70 mm canvas. So, but then some people say that it is Sholay. Some people say that Sholay doesn't qualify because it was initially at 35 mm, later it became 70 mm. I don't understand all those things. But then, you know, yeah, this is definitely in Malayalam. This is the first 70 mm movie, and in those days, very colorful movie. It has also got other leading actors of that time, like Madhu, all of them are there. Shankar, who was a big star at that point of time, who came along with Mohanlal's debut movie, he is also acting in that movie. So, lot of characters. Like I said, it's like not Bahubali, it's like a Ponniyin Selvan kind of a movie of that era. So yeah, that's what it's again a good movie, but again, like I said, it's like a 1982 movie. It's drama, pure drama. So it's good to watch these kind of movies once in a while to understand, you know, the that back even in those days, Malayalam cinema used to focus a lot on these technical aspects when it came to film making.
Okay. Was it a blockbuster? Did it make its money and got its credit?
I don't know. I'm not too sure on the outcome.
No, not worrying about the money. Was it well received, the movie? Did the audience lap it up?
I'm not too sure because
Okay.
I've not. I mean, I used to see it frequently on television, on Doordarshan and all. But this is not a very spoken about movie. That's what my intention is, to bring about some movies that showcase a different aspect of Mammootty. So that's why I chose this movie, Padayottam. It's
That tickled
I
the
doubt if it was a
imagination.
huge success. I don't see it being counted as one of the greatest hits ever.
Okay.
But I won't be surprised
Okay.
if it were a great hit. So
So it got a classic status, cult status, or an average status? Like, just people know about the movie, that's it.
no,
Like, that is it.
not many people know about the movie. That's why I wanted to bring it out
Oh,
over here.
okay.
Yeah,
Great, great. So then
yeah,
it's a must watch for me. I'll also check it out and let you know my thoughts
yeah.
as well. So the third movie, which is a very interesting one, again, I would again rate it a classic, is Taniya Vartanam. I mean, again, Anish's recommendation. It's a drama and it's a beautiful movie in terms of story, Mammootty's performance, and it's all about the ancient societies, black magic, and the belief in traditions that position and all that, like people say that ghosts and all that. So let's not get into too much of details of that, but just in terms of the story, how society sees you, how they treat you when you are not normal. I mean, you are normal, but the society thinks you're not. His performances, many scenes, and brilliant. And Anish sent me some tidbits of the clips to watch, and I was like immediately hooked on. I was like, man, I have to watch this movie. And I sat at a stretch and watched it start to end. Absolute brilliant, brilliant performances by all. Tilagan, there's a nice performance by Mukesh, and there's a couple of good scenes, and I think the climax, beautiful. I don't want to give much spoilers for the viewers. Do check out this movie. It's not to be missed. It's definitely, definitely one of Mammootty's best performances for me in terms of acting.
So Thanyavarthanam introduced a great writer into Malayalam cinema. The writer's name is A.K. Lohithadas. He has then gone on to write a lot of movies, especially the great Mohanlal movies of the 90s, Bharatham, His Highness Abdullah, all those sort of movies. So he his movies always has had a very common man touch to it, and where you can actually feel the pain of a common man. And, you know, you will not see action in his movies. There's no action, or there's nothing commercial element much to it. It's purely drama, empathizing with the characters in the movie, and many of the movies. So I would say is those who are planning to watch Thanyavarthanam, please keep sufficient tissue papers in your hand. You are going to cry. If you don't cry, yeah, you are not a human being, is what I'll say. So it's that impactful a movie. Although it's a 80s movie, the feel that you get, you literally feel like yelling at certain characters, the society basically. The theme of the movie is based more on in terms of you are what the society says you are. The yeah, reality doesn't matter, and beyond a point of time, even your family will disown you, even your wife will probably not stand by your side when the entire society is standing against you and not listening to your version of something and those sort of things. So basically that's the whole theme of this, and the way how Mammootty has shown that character, the initial the first half of the movie, he's a very very jolly, likable character, and then suddenly you will see that's how the whole movie builds. You like this character, and in the second half you are empathizing for this character, what the character is going through, totally. And you will cry. Did you cry, Vignesh, when you saw it?
I've cried for very, very less movies in my life, but I felt very emotional, very, very sad. Of course, it's a very deep, it was like it had an impact on me, but I didn't cry, but it was very deep. I just liked the scene. I felt very emotional, of course, in the climax, and the scene where he runs to his house when his wife leaves him, and that whole act where people are trying to pull him away and he beats up people. What a scene it was in terms of making, and Mammootty's performance. And of course, that other scene, which I don't want to spoil it, but I'm so tempted to tell it. Like when he comes back home and the face family treats him, and who they introduce him as. I think I've kept it as spoiler-free as it is. What a performance. Like just the in his eyes, that intensity, that sadness, like, oh, my family is doing this to me. Like, okay, forget the society, but is my family doing it to me? And he just, with a smile, he accepts it and walks away. What a scene. I mean, brilliant, brilliant writing. Writing at its best, acting at its best.
Yeah,
making at its best. I think one of the best movies and not to be missed. It's available on YouTube. Good print,
definitely.
Is there? Yeah, a good HD print. I watched it.
It's available on YouTube. Yes, the good print. I think the whoever has distributed the movie, they have themselves uploaded it on YouTube. So you will get it on YouTube.
Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant film, not to be missed. So audience, our last movie for today is Madhuligal, which won a national award and for Mammootty. And I'm yet to watch it, but I know again tidbits of it due to Anish. And whatever I've seen of it is brilliant. I know what the basic plot is. I don't want to read about it before I watch the movie. It would be a spoiler for me. But let's take Anish's thoughts on why this movie is very special for him.
Again, another legendary writer, Vaikom Mohammed Bashir. has he has written a book. It's basically like an autobiographical sort of a novel, with the same name, Madhulugal. That is what Adoor Gopalakrishnan, the director, has made it into a movie. It's like what you said. It's one of the two movies for which Mammootty got the National Award. Even I think the director also got a National Award for this movie. It's a short movie. I think it's under 2 hours. It's basically it says Mammootty plays Mohammed Bashir in that movie, and you know he is basically confined to prison. And in the prison, the initial part of the movie is where he's winning the hearts of the people in the prison, because he's a political prisoner. He's not arrested and put into jail for any crime that he's done, but it's more of a political prisoner. There was a period during the 60s and the 70s in Kerala where there used to be a lot of political prisoners with all these communist activities, Naxalite activities, and all happening. There used to be a lot of political prisoners in Kerala at that point of time, and many people who many of the what you say writers. And in those days, we didn't have social media, so the equivalent of today's social media influencers were the writers back then. So journalists, writers, all these people, they used to get frequently get arrested and put into jail on a preventive detention basis. So that way, Bashir ends up in jail, but he's a very jolly man in jail. He meets a lot of his old friends from different phases of life in jail, because those days we never had social network, right? So we never know whom you'll bump into where. That point, right? So he meets certain old friends in jail, becomes friends with other people, takes an interest in gardening in jail, and those sort of things. And then suddenly, a lot of prisoners are freed from the jail, but due to some technical reason, Bashir's name is not in the list of people that need to go. So that is like the first half. The second half, you see the entrance of the female character in the movie. And the unique
Sylvia.
feature about Madhulugal is that the heroine or the female pair of Mammootty is there only via sound. You don't get to see. So
Her
the
voice
sound
is there.
is given by, only KPS Lalitha has lent her voice for the character. She doesn't appear in a single frame anywhere in the movie. So she is. So what happens is that's what the Madhulugal title is from. There is a big wall between the men's prison and the women's prison, and Bashir and the his lady love, they start communicating to each other through the wall, and certain interesting conversations keep happening between them, which will make you feel a little bit romantic, as well as a naughty romance kind of a thing. What you actually start talking to with your girlfriend in stage two of your relationship. So basically that kind of conversations start between these two. And one fine day, out of the blue, Bashir is released, and it ends in a tragedy that way, that they
Oh,
never unite that way. I mean, there's no spoiler in this, because this is
yeah.
basically known to everyone. So but that's how but the way how this has been picturized, and the way how, can you imagine any other language movie having a female character only by way of voice?
Yeah, exactly. Such a
The
great
hero, and
thought.
that too, that too, someone like KPS Lalitha. It's not even like they brought in the lead heroine dubbing artist for that. They brought a
Yeah.
normal drama artist at that point of time for the role, against opposite to Mammootty. See, that is something that has always, even till late, you can notice in Mammootty's career, he's someone who takes a lot of risk in terms
Yeah.
of the content of the movies that he works on, right up to his latest movie Kadal, the kind of
Yes.
roles he's been doing. Before that, there was this movie called Rorschach. There was a
Yeah.
lot of movies,
Fantastic.
take a yeah. So he does a blend of commercial movies as well as these kind of offbeat movies also.
Our only juice, Nanpagal
Yeah, exactly.
Nerthu
Nanpagal, all these kind of movies are there. So he is still at the age of 73, I think now. He is still, taking up
pushing the
these kind of
boundaries.
roles.
Yeah, exactly. Just making
Exactly.
fantastic content. Pulu, the role.
I mean, he has actually KPSC Lalitha has acted in a movie as Mammootty's wife. You know,
Yeah.
there is another movie. I just can't get, remember the name of the movie, but it's a very popular movie. So, it's in that movie also. She is he is forced to marry her for money.
Okay.
But then, you know, in that also, the, you know, KPSC Lalitha delivers a very you know, heart touching farewell from Mammootty. They don't, before the movie gets over, they split and part ways.
Yeah.
But that scene where KPC Lalitha bids farewell to Mammootty is very touching, you know. So that's the thing. It's just like, you know, Kamal Haasan pairing to Kovai Sarala and those sort of movies we had
yeah.
in Tamil, right?
Correct.
That kind of a risk, you know. It doesn't say that I am Mammootty, I'll only work with Shobana or I'll only work with Seema. No, he will
yeah.
work with KPC Lalitha also. He will work with Jyothika. He will work solo. He will work with just the voice.
Yeah.
He just looks at the character and the content of the movie.
Exactly. Content is king.
Exactly.
Yeah. So on that note, I think we had a fabulous time discussing these movies and the journey of Mammootty. And like we said in the beginning, we will try and continue these episodes maybe in the future to discuss from where we left, take up more movies and talk about it in length. For now, enjoy the great movies which are going to come up from Mammootty this year. And do check out all the movies which we mentioned in this episode. And again, I won't say...
Madhulagal is also available on YouTube. You can check it with the Evergreen Classical Movies YouTube channel. They were the people who were distributing the movie. So the
yeah.
original print is available on YouTube if someone wants to see.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And if you want any recommendations on classics, you have Anish here. You can always just connect with him and ask him any recommendation, because most of the recommendations are bang on. And they've been brilliant. So I can't wait to check out the other two movies she has told here. So on that note, thank you so much, audience, for listening to us. And thank you, Anish, for your time. It was great to tell us about the journey of Mammootty from his beginning to some of his movies. And hoping to, of course, do a lot more episodes with you on Mammootty and many more themes in future. As always, a privilege to have you on MMM. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you so much.